This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three, open phones. Coming up in the next segment, 75% of air and rain samples contain Monsanto's Roundup. That's the bad news. By Christina Sarich at Infowars.com. She wrote another article with the good news. Record number of U.S. farmers switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. Here's another one. The fall of Al Sharpton is coming close. Lawsuit accuses Comcast, Al Sharpton, of discriminating against black-owned media. That's what all these gangster black leaders are about, is running roughshod over the black community and basically pimping them out to the Democratic and Republican Party. Al Sharpton doesn't just shake down, you know, regular media that's owned by black, white, you name it. He shakes everybody down. The guy's a thug gangster. So that's all coming up as well. Another report here, the spy cables, a glimpse into the world of espionage. Al Jazeera is set to release a bunch of international spy cables. I imagine those will be carefully selected and act like it's a leak to put out the image they want to put out, but we'll see what happens. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. We've got Amy, Charlie, Michael, Rick, Thurman, and others. Charlie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, my friend.
Brother, I just want to say it's an honor to be speaking with you today, a true patriot, and I'm really proud to be an American. And I just want to ask you a question and then make a brief comment. And the goal is wake up in the morning as men and women, those who have reported that terrible calls, how can they wake up and face the day in the morning and then set about the job of destroying the American dream like they're doing? I just don't understand it.
Well, it's the same way that people could sell each other into slavery. Who was it? Joshua's family sold him into slavery. It's the same reason that we've done all these evil things when we abort our babies. They just dehumanize us. They see themselves as the ruling class, and they don't want to have an economy based on freedom anymore. They have the rationale that it's bad for the earth for us to be wealthy, which they could argue, but they should just argue for cleaner technologies. Instead, they just want to control us. The elite just don't want a large population anymore, and so they're busy dumbing us down, preparing us for the culling. But the globalists, I don't care if they're African elite, Chinese elite, Asian elite, European elite, Latin American elite, they all pretty much act and dress the same. They all have the same hobbies, and they all get off on dumbing people down and controlling them. And they tend to be psychopaths and sociopaths who just enjoy screwing people over, whereas a normal person likes having people over and cooking dinner for them. Globalists hate hospitality. They hate, they're just parasites. And they know how to manipulate people. Good people don't sit around thinking about how to be manipulative. Well, these globalists do. And so we're basically blind to them. And we've got a blind spot that they can then take advantage of. I mean, that's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I think the same way, Alex. And it just baffles me, man. I tell you, if people would look closely at what the American Dream is saying, it eliminates any kind of racism. But they promote racism, and like you say, in order to keep us separated so we can't live up to what God created us to be. And it's a shame, but I really believe that God will bless the patriots of America, the patriots of the world, when we stand up against them, and we will overcome them. But I just want to make a quick comment. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned you're going to sponsor an anonymous contest. Do you still plan to do that? If you do,
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Don't hang up, Charlie, because you're a great caller. I want you to be able to elaborate on your question and make other comments. Here's my problem. I sit up there and have these ideas, and then I have a limited crew, and then I call for things that my crew can't cash. Kind of like my mouth writes checks that, you know, my body can't cash.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Coming up, lawsuit for $20 million against Al Sharpton. We've got some good news on record numbers of farmers planting non-GMO crops. We're going to get into just a ton of news I haven't hit yet, but if you just joined us, record low temperatures across the entire United States, but also record low temperatures in Alaska and Hawaii. So all 50 are record cold, but snow on the ground in 48 states, the Weather Channel is reporting. The paper in Detroit reporting that Ann Arbor breaks record low temperatures set in 1900. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has the headline, "From Internet to ObamaNet." And they report that it will slow down the Internet and basically kill freedom of the web as we know it. The former FCC head says that it is extremely draconian and extremely dangerous. Obama's regs will make Internet slow, as in Europe, warns FCC, FEC commissioners. But this is what Congress and others are going ahead with. Republican FCC commissioner asked Wheeler to delay net neutrality vote release proposal, which is still secret, and we have articles detailing all that at InfoWars.com. But I want to drill into these articles and some other news I haven't hit yet. But first, let's take a bunch of calls here. Charlie, we're running a contest for people to send in their art for Alex Jones billboards, just the art. But then part of that contest is to shoot video of either putting up a billboard or putting it up on the side of your barn or handing out handbills of the image and then putting that to YouTube. I just kind of came up with the contest and just said, handle it. And I haven't seen any of the entries. I don't know what's going on with it. And that's the problem. I'll come up with these contests, and then I don't follow up on them. And then we've had film contests where we get 1,000 entries, 500 of them plus were good. And then it took my whole crew, took up all our time to try to judge them. It was obviously very effective. And the contest, some of the videos got millions of views in the aggregate, tens of millions of views. And a lot of major filmmakers got involved. I had one contest that was for $100,000 for the first prize. That's as big as the Doritos contest. I couldn't do that anymore. We had some excess funds then, so we did that. Usually we don't have excess funds, so most contests are like $5,000. We had one $5,000 contest to hang up flyers in legal and lawful areas with vaccine info about the adverse reactions. And we probably had 20 or more TV stations around the country covered it. Newspapers covered it. It was big. So these contests have all been successful. It's just that a lot of them aren't as successful as they would be because I don't follow up. I know this. I said I'd put up two billboards at least. We were putting one up at the Y. It goes up next week in South Austin. And one is up off South I-35 down off Slaughter. So the two billboards are going in Austin just to kind of match in spirit the fellow that put up dozens on the East Coast that have had such a big effect. And it was just the idea of what if listeners put InfoWars.com on their car, whether it was a bumper sticker or a big sign. What if you started your own website and put it on your car? What if you put it on the side of your barn? A lot of people have been doing this. So we thank you because it's certainly getting the word out. And they're trying to censor us on so many fronts. That's the reason we should double and triple down and up what we're doing so that people that have never heard the truth come to InfoWars.com, click on the free video feed. In fact, it just hit me. Down at the bottom of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we always have one or two of our most recent YouTube videos posted. What we should do is get a video player like CNN has where it just says live video and that's pretty much up in the middle or at the top so that people can click it and watch the free video feed that we have right now at InfoWars.com and then have a link or a little window that opens. We should have a pop-up window. People don't like pop-ups. I've never had them. I don't like them either. But what about a pop-up window with a nice display with the video feed and then the podcast link and the audio links under it to really push that? I mean, every other talk show host does that. Why haven't I? So you kind of bring these issues up. I start a brainstorm on air. I just don't have the crew to get all these things implemented. I should be a better administrator and focus on what's key, like getting us on satellite, getting us on all these cable systems and TV stations that are ready, willing, and able. That's paramount. Redesign InfoWars. That's next. Get a couple more reporters and writers. But I'm always so busy trying to comply with all the government garbage and all the regulations and all the employee stuff and trying to make money to put coal in the engine to get this engine and this train over the mountain. But here's the deal. I'm pretty much, InfoWars is up at the top of the mountain right now. And I'm looking down the hill now. And I'm thinking, what's it going to be like when we start rolling down the hill? I've kind of climbed the mountain with you and my crew, and I'm now up here on top of the mountain, and I see an even bigger mountain. And I see that we go down the hill, and being an engineer, I know that we'll be able to climb that last mountain with the kinetic energy we're going to gain if I speed this train up to about 150 miles an hour or 200 miles an hour. But the train's, you know, the track's only designed for about a 60 mile an hour. Am I going to take the risk to accelerate this train down off this mountain, down into the valley, and then up that mountain of Mordor? That's the allegory Because believe me, they don't like me now. They know we're positioned, and they know I can pull the trigger, drop the hammer, and have this show explode even faster. People are going to freak out on little local cable systems and TV stations and stuff when this is on. Without even asking, we're already on 5 cable systems and some broadcast TV stations. I'm talking about Southern California, Houston, Texas, upstate New York, Florida. We're talking about big stations. I haven't even plugged these people yet. I haven't even gotten ready to roll this out yet. We're on the satellite provider already and the cable system that put the Ron Paul channel on. They've been trying to get me to do it for years, so they got Ron Paul to do it. I mean, we've got it lined up. We've got stations clamoring. I'm just trying to get our news quality production up more, which we're doing. I mean, this is a ragtag operation that is ready. We're going to be a lot bigger than Glenn Beck, who tried to get a cable channel. You got 1,000 cable channels, nobody's watching. You're on the local basic cable channel, like we are in Houston, right now. We're on the basic cable in Houston. You know what that means? We got basic cable franchise holders that are listeners all over the country. And quite frankly, it's not that I'm a coward. I've been hesitating after all these battles, now facing the main enemy. And knowing that if I turn up the heat and go up against them, they are going to drop a hammer on me. But that'll make us even bigger. Every time I get attacked with espionage, like stuff out of movies, folks. I don't even get into it. Everything goes our way. It blows up in all of our enemies' faces. Things just drop right in our laps. The enemy's entire battle plan, everything just blows up in their face. God be with us, who can be against us? But I'll be honest with you, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. It's like my spirit wants to fight harder, and my body goes, man, I'm tired. Buddy, can't you go fishing and enjoy yourself? You really are pushing it. Okay, don't get me killed. Stop it. Stop it. My spirit's like, yes, 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 go, 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 go. My body's like, no, 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 no. Don't do it. No, don't you dare. It's like the devil on the left, angel on the right. Make no mistake who I'll be with tonight. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to do this when you're actually in the position. I mean, I could have even greater success is my whole point. And I'm busy flogging around here to try to get basic stuff done because it's not well organized because I run it. And it's not that I'm badly organized. It's that I take on too much. I'm going to skip this network break. See, I shouldn't skip the breaks. That bankrupts the network. In fact, we're not going to skip it. I apologize. Charlie, go ahead and finish up. I don't remember the anonymous contest. I said something about it. It would be a really great idea to get people involved, to do things anonymously and then videotape it, legal and lawful things. It's a great idea, but I don't think I even have the... That's lower on the totem pole. How about other people just go out and do it? Send us the YouTubes at Show Tips. I mean, you know, just do it. Don't wait for me. Take action. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, sir, I just want to say in ending, I saw you on the Piers Morgan show when you appeared there defending the Second Amendment. And as a result of that, I'm a better man today. All you've been doing was defending a man's right to defend and protect his family, and God bless you. God bless you and the entire InfoWars team. And we send our prayers to you, sir.
Well, thank you. You made some really good points earlier. We're going to break in a few minutes. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Other than we're with you, sir, and we're praying and working. And God is with us.
Well, thank you so much, brother. Thank you. And I want to thank you, sir, for all you're doing and supporting us and calling in. It's very humbling to just have all these good people. You can hear how good they are, how good their spirit is in their voice. And it just shakes me up to have so many incredible men and women of every race, color, and creed who are counting on me. And I've seen people procrastinate and never launch a radio show, never launch a magazine, never make a film because they want to do a perfect job. And I've always criticized those people, saying, don't wait, get involved. But now that I'm in such a spotlight and my operation is, it's almost like I'm a deer in the headlights now to a certain extent, that it's just it's so overwhelming, I struggle with it. Now, I'm going to take a bunch of calls. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, they've got an obnoxious statement from England, if the Admiral... But when we come back, I'm going to Amy on Fukushima. I'm going to Rob on America's Bankruptcy, 1933. Rick and WorldNet Daily. on the new temple and prophecy and Thurman on immigration. Please hold. I'm going to you straight ahead. So just have your question or comment ready, and I'm going to move to the next person. I get started slow, and I babble, and I appreciate you putting up with me. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. They want to shut us down because we're effective.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Yep, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. You found it, the InfoWar. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go back to your phone calls. Amy and then Thurman and others. Amy in Oregon on Fukushima. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Actually, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I had actually taken a flu shot in 2004, and from that, I had to have open heart surgery because the, I guess, whatever caused problems just ate up my aortic valve.
Did they admit that to you?
No, they did not. They
because, by the way, when they had the smallpox shots in 2002, remember it killed a bunch of troops and reporters that took it? They admitted that it caused basically an autoimmune response. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand why how it happens, but I know it does it. Vaccines attack the brain, heart valves, and the pancreas particularly. And, yes, I know that valves go out when people take certain vaccines. So, but what happened to your heart? I mean, why do you think it was the vaccines in your case?
Well, because right after I took the vaccine, I was diagnosed with ITP, which is idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura. It's where your blood doesn't clot correctly and you bruise and bleed out. And actually bled into my lungs and was suffocating because of it, and went to Breckenridge Hospital there in Austin, and they said that I needed a heart valve transplant. So that's why I think it was a flu shot. But later on, after the heart valve transplant, I was diagnosed with lupus, which is autoimmune disorder. And
well, they admit flu shots and Gardasil, that's in the inserts, that they can give you autoimmune disorder. So I guess it did what it told you it'd do. Sorry to hear that happen.
Sure did do it. But I've been taking the DNA course, the Secret 12, the X2, all your products, and I'm seizure-free. They diagnosed me with epilepsy as well as lupus. And
good Lord.
I've been seizure-free for 4 months.
Unbelievable. Wow. So, what happened when you started taking the products?
I was less foggy in my mind. I was actually able to get off of my anti-seizure medicine. And
wow.
So I'm the only medication that I'm on now is blood thinners, you know, for my heart valve, which is ridiculous because it's a cow's valve. It's bovine.
Are you on Coumadin?
Coumadin, yeah. Or warfarin is the generic.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that I'm on. I actually met you and your wife in 2005 at a, let's see, premiere of one of your movies. And,
well, it's a pleasure, Amy, to talk to you again. Specifically, what was your take on Fukushima?
Fukushima, well, being on the West Coast in Oregon, the weather, I mean, it sounds to me like what's going on the East Coast is a nuclear winter. Because over here, it is warm. It's 60 degrees, 65. It's insane. Sun is shining. And, of course, there's chemtrailing like nobody's business. It's insane. But I think that we're in extreme trouble, especially with the new thing that's going on at Fukushima with the new reactor billowing out all this smoke. And, you know, I look in the sky and I'm just seeing horrible, or at least it was a couple days ago, plumes of smoke, which looks like they're just traveling across the sky. And it's just really scary because I can feel the radiation. We can actually, my husband said you can actually see it going through the window. I mean, it's just.
Well, I'm showing the headlines out of the Statesman Journal. Fukushima radiation found 400 miles west of Newport. Show another headline, RT, radiation levels in tuna off Oregon, tripled after Fukushima. And, yeah, it's melting down again. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you. Let's go to Thurman in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Been listening to you since about 2002 or so, first time I've gotten through. Basically want to give two perspectives on immigration, having been in public education. I recently got out of public education. But starting off, in 2006, I had my own landscaping business. We were doing very well, and, of course, you know, the bottom started falling out. But we ended up being undercut by people coming in, the artists that Jesse spoke of earlier. Pretty much ran us out of business. I have a degree, and I've been in education before, so I went ahead and took a job as a teacher.
Hold on, I'm coming back to you, Thurman. Don't hang up. I want to hear this story straight ahead. And again, the issue is the illegals on record tend to get welfare with mama at home. Daddy goes out and works. They live great because you get welfare sometimes on multiple identities, and then daddy's working, and daddy can undercut. Just like Walmart is government sanctioned and sponsored and tells its employees to get on welfare to undercut other companies as well. It's the same strategy and it's a fraud.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Will you fight? Against that? No! We will run! And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing for lies and disinformation. You know, perhaps I should put on airs like other talk show hosts and broadcast like this, with this voice, with the balance of the hour. Let's go back to Thurman in Florida, in FEMA Region 4. Thurman, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. So from 2006 to 2009, we watched our income go down in the landscape business. And like I said, we were being undercut by a lot of immigrant labor that was coming in. Okay.
Illegal alien Listen, use the term, because if they can get people to not use the proper term, that's what they call illegal aliens in Mexico, is illegal aliens. That's a term used for hundreds of years. It means an alien of the state. We call things from other planets aliens because that's the term. We need to use the proper term and not let them bully us into using their politically correct terms. But to go ahead and finish, I'm sorry.
Gotcha. That's okay. All right. So anyway, I started working at the local elementary school, and it was an affluent school, I'll say. That was for 3.5 years, and then I transferred over to a high poverty, what we called 95% free and reduced lunch school. I was a general music teacher, which meant that I saw every child in that school, and that was right at about 1,000 kids. I went in, first of all, I was a little bitter, you know, because the illegal aliens had come in. I felt like we had been undercut. You know, I was seeing it happen. I was in the office on several times helping out during registration, and I would, you know, see the family filling out the paperwork for the free and reduced lunch, and they would set their brand new iPhone down, you know, to be able to fill out the paperwork, and that didn't quite add up to me. But here's where things started changing. Once I got in there, and also I worked as an interpreter within the school system too, because I speak Spanish. So I saw, you know, that side of it, the families being deported and the horrible things that happened there. But to get to where things changed was this. This high poverty school that I spent the last 2 years at before I got out of public ed was broken down like this. And first of all, let me say that I used to teach my students, you know, we are Americans. We don't, you know, I don't see black Americans. I don't see white Americans. I see Americans.
But let's just say it. It's just like a prison. I'm guessing on what you're going to say. Everyone was put into their own prison quadrant. The poor white kids, the poor black kids, the poor Hispanic kids.
Something like that. But more to the point was this. It broke down evenly along these lines. A fifth of the students were Asian, because I'm near a very large military base where quite a few were lifted over after Vietnam. All right. A fifth were white kids. A fifth were black kids. A fifth were Hispanic kids. And then the other fifth would be the mixed race children. Okay. All right. By far and large, hands down, the best students, the best manners, the hardest workers, the ones who did their homework, the ones who tried, who were well-dressed, taken care of, were the Hispanic kids. And what I guessed, what I ended up concluding and kind of changing my own frame and way of looking at it was that we, that is, the people that had been here in the United States, were growing
up. We are degenerate, spoiled, rotten pigs and are collapsing. And so there's a little bit of old world conservatism left in Latin America, as hellish as it is. So imagine when we fall, how bad it's going to be.
That's a good point. But to me, the thing that was the most impactful as far as what I saw was that I've even told people, I think that those kids are the last hope for our country because they still have that American dream. They still work hard. Now, that having been said, I also believe that we need to shut those borders down yesterday. And
well, nobody else does this. And absolutely, the problem is the Democratic Party is there to take these immigrants who on average would be good for the country and to turn them into voters who will make everybody slaves. I mean, these illegals vote when they end up becoming citizens or vote. They've got the polls and right at 90%, the most hardcore. Look at California. I mean, they're taking all the freedom in California. And so here's the question. How do we reach out? Because here's the thing. 50%, I saw this like in USA Today last year, but I already seen the demographics. Below the age of 12, on average in the country, half the country is Hispanic. In many areas, the country's already like 67% Hispanic. It's a joke. It's Hispanic American citizens that are paying in these areas the majority for all the illegals. So it's a total screw job. And again, I don't blame the illegals wanting all this stuff, but because Latin America is in a long protracted depression, Mexico is a descending hell pit, and it's a beautiful place on the Pacific and the Caribbean side. I wish Mexico was like super nice, and I wish Africa was. I mean, I'd probably move there. I want countries to run to. I'm sick of it. You know, I've said I'll stay in America, but I don't know, man. It's just that they're taking these people and just turning them into the political army to vote us into total slaves. And that's what makes me sick. I appreciate your calls. See, I said I'd give each caller 1 minute. These callers are all grabbing me, but it's like 10 minutes. Rick in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller. I listened for many, many years. I've been awake for 30-plus years. Because,
well, thanks for putting up with me, brother.
Oh, that's I'm glad to. I attribute being awake to having been through Bible college and seminary, where I had such an avid interest in Bible prophecy that I taught for many, many years. So I've got 2 points that I'd like to make if I can. First is to call attention to an article in WND. It was called Prayers to God in the Wrong Spot. This is probably one of the most significant articles of our times, literally.
Prayers to God in the Wrong Spot, WND.com. We'll look it up.
Yep, it was there a couple days ago. And the author is, travels the world solving biblical mysteries. So he's hunted the Noah's Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, and then took on the issue of where is the exact site of the Jewish temple. And his conclusion was that the exact site of the temple was not on the Temple Mount, but about 600 feet south, which is in the city of David, which Israel actually owns, and part of it is a park. And that would resolve an enormous number of problems, because for most of us that know the scriptures well in that way, there are a number of textual things that present enormous problems, much less just the geopolitical.
Sure, and of course they built a mosque on top of where they think, I think the first temple was, correct me if I'm wrong for my history, and so there's big fights whenever the Jews want to tear that down and build their temple back. It creates incredible division.
Yes, and there's been a group called the Temple Mount Faithful that has actually rebuilt all of the implements for the temple. They've had the cornerstone for many, many years. They bring it out each year as the reminder of what it is that's to come, because they believe that's part of the end times. So I would recommend that people really look at this article. I mean, this is when I read this article, I was absolutely astounded after having been a theologian for a long, long time. I think it's just an absolute head turner, because that would allow for the rebuilding of the temple, and without any question at all, and it would take and change the whole geopolitical construction in the Middle East. So that's number one. Number two, I was a clinical psychologist for a long, long time, and I've observed a process through the years. When I first started teaching prophecy, because the events were so far out, people would have a great interest in it, but it was far removed. So especially when you get into things like we were trying to teach about the Federal Reserve, we actually had booklets and all the other
stuff. Sure. Or people would deny it because the media said it didn't exist. I found now that it's pretty much admitted. People don't go, oh, you were right. Wow, you're really smart. I better listen to you. They say, oh, so what? Just accept it. I mean, not everybody, but people that were already not listening, they will then just say, oh, so what now that all this is in our face?
Absolutely.
But get into your story. What did you see happen?
I see a process is the issue that I'd like to talk to you for a moment, if I may. The process is that as time has progressed, I moved to teaching where I wasn't just teaching prophecy and the original languages and all the things that you would normally do. I started to teach along the lines of this is that, because years ago, if we saw one thing a year that was really had prophetic significance, I mean, we were jumping up and down. I mean, we had to subscribe to the London Times, and, you know, we had to literally get the old papers.
It'd be a big deal 15 years ago to have some CEO admit soon everybody will have brain chips, and now it's just in the newspaper 50 times a day.
Exactly. But in the process, as the veil is being lifted on all these events, and people become more sophisticated about the religious, economic, military, and political aspects of current events, things happen within the individual that actually is listening and absorbing that. And a part of that is it's kind of like the loss of a child. When you lose a child, that's devastating. And part of that devastation is related to the fact that you're not just losing the child, you're losing all the dreams of and for that child. Well, all of us have those dreams for our future. And so when the realities of what we thought our future were going to be are changed and challenged in any significant way, that actually enters us into a grieving process. And so what happens typically is that there will be one, like in a couple, there will be one person who's really getting lit up, and they can't hardly not talk about it. But then the other spouse who doesn't have that same interest or doesn't have the same background or have the same amount of information starts to get really scared and withdraw. And so you see all of these problems related to actually what underneath is a grieving process that takes place. And so,
absolutely. That's why you just got to tell people the truth and then move on and hope they wake up and God will work with them. But also, most people are so tied into Hollywood and the NFL and kind of the fake world that the system puts out that they can't seem to then dial in to what's really going on. Because if they ever did, you'd never care about petty stuff anymore. I mean, quite frankly, I know a lot of Hollywood people and musicians, and I like them because they're cool people that love freedom. And they tend to be interesting folks, but I could care less if they're movie stars. I could care less to be invited to some A-list Hollywood party. Already done it. The problem is most people never got invited to parties like that, so they imagine there's some Mount Olympus Valhalla that, oh, if they could just get there, they'd be fulfilled. And it really just doesn't exist. What exists is just being an artist, being a person that crafts things, a farmer, someone who builds things, someone that educates, someone that helps. The passion of life, the simple things, that's what is fulfilling. But the world wants to sell that, no, you've got to go do all this and you've got to follow the Madison Avenue line to be fulfilled. And the system wants to be God. And the system wants to recreate the earth in its image, which is very ugly. Thank you, Rick. Really good points. I want to move quick now because I got a bunch of news I want to hit. Rob in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
You there?
Yes, sir, I am. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question for you. I've been kind of looking online, and it appears that back in 1933, the government actually went bankrupt under Roosevelt.
Sure did. War Powers Act, officially. Yep.
So from that point, it looks like the U.S. government and all the cities and states and everything kind of turned into corporations. Is that correct?
They did, and then they went under the 1878 Federal District of Columbia realignment that we talked about yesterday, and there is a corporate fiction operating in the same domain as the real republic. So they built a scaffolding of the fraudulent system to then slowly transfer power to that while milking the old system. Now they're preparing to fully suck dry what was left, blow it out the airlock. The enemy's now moving into its final phase.
I guess my question is, you know, I've listened to a couple of years now. Why do you always refer to the government as the government, or at least that's what I think I hear you say?
Sure. It's the same reason when I talk about micro FM, I call it pirate radio, because we're on over 170 affiliates, and most of our listeners don't know what micro FM is or FCC rules or community radio or how the airwaves belong to the people and on and on. So I will say pirate FM or AM. Known by insiders as micro, people should look into it. I do it because we're talking about the government, the de facto force de jure, force majeure, by seizure, by taking under common law, we have been usurped. And so via the barrel of a gun, there is an illegitimate government that operates through ignorance. But its agents believe they're agents of the republic almost to a man. So if I get up here and speak in the real legal parlance and in the actual text of the system, the general audience would think I was speaking in Latin, because half the time I would be.
Well, I understand, but I guess the thing is, if people actually understood that the government really doesn't serve them as they say they do, and it's actually a corporation, there may be a quicker awakening of everything.
I agree. I mean, we are modeled after the British East India Company. They set up a corporation. They had a district. In two different spots in India, and maybe 10,000 Brits, by the middle of it, control hundreds of millions of people. And so that's how they did it. And we're under that model, just like the city of London controls the UK. The city of London within London has a wall around it, its own laws, the highest rent in the world. It might as well be an alien spaceship that lands, a city, and then controls everything around it. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
And you notice the Vatican operates like that with its Swiss army. You notice Israel says it's not part of the UN and above the law. And I'm not attacking Israel, folks. I'm just stating this is how these things operate. You notice the UN says it's above the law. It has its own sectors at The Hague and the Netherlands and in New York City. And who gave them land? The Rockefellers. I mean, yeah, this is hardcore what we're facing.
The other thing, too, is I may be wrong, but it looks like when this all happened that the United States citizens actually became collateralized via the Social Security system.
Yes, we are collateralized, and they say that our work, our names, our children are pledged as collateral on the national debt. That's a fact.
I mean, that means that we're slaves. I mean, that's...
Yes, yes. In fact, they didn't free black people at the end of the Civil War. On record, they created a system to make everyone indentured servants who then had privileges. Everyone became a slave. It's unbelievable when you really discover all the truth about this. Very good calls, great points. Antonio, Chris, Wayne, I'll have to go into overdrive to talk to you because in this final official segment, I got a bunch of news. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
All they want us to do is
years ago, we showed J.P. Morgan memos and letters to their customers, as well as Bank of America letters. DrudgeReport.com, link to both of them. And they had J.P. Morgan and Bank of America come out and say, we're not going to charge for deposits. And then they had national outlets attack me and say I was a liar. I mean, we had copies of it. Here it is, Market Watch. That's a division of the Wall Street Journal. J.P. Morgan to start charging big clients fees on some deposits. And they're also saying they're going to start charging people at Bank of America and J.P. Morgan and others, J.P. Morgan Chase, to transfer money. So, see, they've debased the money so much that they're going to charge you to keep your money in the bank. And Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, says she's going to continue basically QE unlimited and never raise interest rates. Don't audit me, she said, and no rate rise ever. That's DrudgeReport.com with links to her statements at CNBC and MarketWatch. Home ownership hits 20-year low. A nation of renters. I thought they loaned poor people all that money to get houses because they cared about you. U.S. homeownership rate hits 20-year low. CNS News. So that's some of the news that we're covering. Pachauri, the guy whose family owns the steel plant, they had the British one shut down, the last steel plant in Britain, and then moved to India that he owns. AP reports he stepped down as the climate change head over sexual harassment charges. So I love how their political correctness bites them in the butt. Greece's leaders face a revolt at home as they try to appease creditors. I thought the new elected group was going to not pay these debts that really aren't theirs, most of them, but New York Times reports they're not moving in that direction now. Thailand is jailed, too, on royal insult charge over a play they wrote. We talk about how Thailand's a free country. No, it's not. I knew a lady from Thailand. She goes, I go, your country's not free. I was at a party years ago. She was arguing with me, and I go, no, it's not. You don't have any free speech. She goes, we free. We have king and queen. And I said, excuse me? She goes, we free. We have king and queen. I kept this gleam in her eye, like, oh, royalty, royalty, royalty. She's going to throw up. Doesn't matter. What matters is Sweden's Misan the world's oldest living cat? Misan, 29, maybe the world's oldest cat, according to Swedish owner. I bet money they don't vaccinate this cat. Says, aside from suffering from some minor back and kidney problems, there's no reason why the furry friend won't make it to the grand age of 30. So we're going to end that part of the show with really important news. I'm joking. Here is the really important news. We've known this forever. Superbug strikes again, killing two in North Carolina, directly linked to antibiotics. CBS News. Here's another CBS News article. Antibiotics on food causing children to have allergic reactions to fruits and vegetables. Yeah, it's just all over everything. More children are appearing to have allergic reactions to fruits and vegetables, but this has nothing to do with the food. Farmers often use antibiotics to keep pests away that have a problem for some children. And it goes on how it's causing asthma and everything else. Yeah. But they don't tell you wash your food or get organic. They just say, here's a bunch of drugs. Oh, your five-year-old daughter's going into puberty? Here's some hormones to suppress that. Not, hey, quit drinking, you know, out of bisphenol A bottles or quit microwaving in plastic trays where it just boils out. You know, they don't tell men, you know, you have erectile dysfunction because you got so much estrogen out of plastics. They just say, oh, we've got drugs for you. We're being killed by this garbage. And here's the good news that I mentioned earlier. A record number of U.S. farmers switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. Continue to vote with your dollar. There's rising sentiment among farmers in the U.S. as a confluence of factors, a confluence, urges them to produce pro-organic. From falling GMO grain prices to rising tide of public distrust of genetically modified ingredients, failing GMO traits, higher GMO seed prices, and then it goes into the study about how record numbers are going into non-GMO organic. Very excited. We're going to overdrive for 5 minutes. Say bye to most of the stations. We're going to go to overdrive, internet only, and take some phone calls from Antonio and others.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients.
extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.